Proclamation number 8907 of 7th of January, 1965. Soliciting vineyard workers. My word is offered to you from above, and you are to do everything to spread it. You are not to leave the gifts unused, which I let flow to you abundantly. You are to know that you can help many souls with it to find the way to home, and that I bless every activity on your part, which applies to this spreading. For the adversity is great, and there are only a few who want to free themselves from it, who know that I must bring them help in order to become free. The end approaches closer and closer, the lack of faith increases more and more, and the wrestling on the part of the adversary becomes more and more violent. But also my favor is exceedingly great, and no man, who is still of good will, remains untouched by this flow of favor. All who are still responsive are to be supplied with my word, and that is why you, my vineyard workers, are to do busy work. You are to know that you carry out everything with my support, that I will assess the will of every worker and bless his doing. You are to know that I direct all threads so as it is favorable for your work, and you'll earn great merits for yourselves, which follow you into eternity. But you'll no longer have much time, and that is why increased activity is required, because it is about the rescue of still so many a soul, which you protect from the lot of the new banishment. And when it is just one soul, which you spare the walk through creation, it will thank you eternally. But I will still open many doors for you, through which you can enter, to lend the souls the bread of heaven, the water of life, which they need, if they want to have the power to hold out until the end. For my word is truly the right nourishment for the soul. It is my flesh and my blood. It is the best medicine which lets a sick soul recover. It will receive strength to be able to fulfill its task in life. If only it does not pass by the source of favor, which you open up to my love, then it will also certainly find strengthening through you, who spread my word and let it take part. It is exceedingly important that men experience truth, because only such you pass on to them, because I can guide nothing else than truth to earth. But you must strictly keep to my word. You are not allowed to change it yourselves or to seek to improve it, if you do not want to endanger and deform it, because then it loses power and effect. Let me myself be present at your work and ask me for my blessing, which I will truly not deny you. I follow every work of you, and I rejoice when this is meant for me and the spreading of my word, because only through truth alone you reach the aim and unite again with me. But so much error is spread in the world that you have to fight against it, what you can only achieve through the spreading of truth. And no one is to think that he is not welcome to me as my servant. Everyone is to use his power who carries me in the heart, then also his service will be welcome to me. And I will bless his work for me, as I have promised you. Amen.